Thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed. As an experienced social work professional who has worked in a non-government organization for many years, what is your advice to university students who will soon be looking for jobs in the social work field?
Well, I would say don't worry too much. My organization focuses on assessing the whole person and whether he or she has the key competency that we're looking for.
Say, are you interested in applicants' placement or part-time work experience?
Yes, we are. Especially if they can relate the part-time work or placement experience to the key competency that we're looking for. Certainly, applicants should be able to give a clear reason for choosing the social work field and have to explain their long-term career plans.
Should fresh graduates then mention any work experience that is not related to social work?
Actually, any kind of work experience is valuable, provided the applicant shows that they are aware of their reasons for taking a job, how it fits in with their future career plans, and how that experience has helped them grow as a person.
Okay. Now, can I ask you how you regard extracurricular activities at university?
My organization views them with great interest and for very practical reasons. Working for us will involve mixing with a wide range of people from different social and educational and professional backgrounds. Participating in extracurricular activities is useful preparation for work as a student, have to co-work with students other than those from their own department.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of experience is very valuable to prospective social workers.
Mm-hmm, right. So extracurricular involvement is an important consideration then for you?
Definitely. Such activities develop interpersonal and team-building skills. And one important point that is that when students come for an interview, they need to show that they were aware of the benefits of the extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot say that they did them to kill time or to be with friends.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we turn then to the personal qualities that you're looking for in an employee? Are there any important qualities that you look for in prospective social work officers?
Effective employees need to have all the relevant personal qualities. Initiative, reliability, and ability to work in a team, of course. And I would add two other qualities to the list.
Okay, which are?
Maturity and competence.
Ah, maturity and competence. How would you define maturity? In the way that it relates to your expectation of employees.
Well, for me, it is the ability to respond and react appropriately in variety of professional circumstances. This is really important. Our main aim is to provide neatly and effective service to our clients, who are all important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff will be listening to many tragic stories and have to give advice to clients, both younger and older than they are.
Mm.
Maturity is essential for doing this.
Yeah, I can see that. So even a fresh grad employee needs a high degree of maturity.
Yes, and I want to add one more thing to the growing list of personal qualities we require.
Yeah?
They should possess a good level of general knowledge, including enough social and cultural awareness. Social workers need to be aware of current issues.
Okay, yeah, right. Current issues. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about skills? Do you look for any particular skills?
Yes, we do. First of all, we look for interpersonal skills, communication skills, which includes language skills and analytical skills.
Right, so interpersonal communication and analytical. You mentioned language skills just now. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, some students may think that only those who work in the social work department in the government need to use English. This is not true.
Mm.
Take our organization, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It is a non-government organization, but we use English in all our written correspondence. Unless a client write to us in Chinese, then we write them back in Chinese. Otherwise, every piece of writing that goes out from our office is in English.
Right.
Like this project proposal that I'm working on right now is all in English.
Right, okay. How about oral English?
Usually we talk to client in Cantonese, but they may have domestic helpers. Sometimes when we call a client, the Filipino may answers and we'll have to use English.
Right, yeah. Just now you also mentioned interpersonal and analytical skills. Why are they important to social work officers?
These skills relate to the interaction our employees have with their clients.
Mm-hmm.
They have to interact with the clients, create good relationships, analyze the client situation, and deliver quality of services, all of which are vital to the success of the service that our organization renders. They also need to act quickly. Well, let me give you an example. Just last week, we had a visit from a male client who came with his legal wife and his mistress. While they were there, the two women started scolding each other and began screaming at the man. Our staff had to immediately separate the three and deal with them individually.
Wow. I see why you said your employees need these skills. Well, is there anything else that you can tell me that fresh graduates need to know before they apply for an NGO such as yours?
Well, not for now.
Okay, then. Thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed.
You're welcome.